Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the I Almost Died podcast. It's that time of month, everybody. I don't know why I'm saying time of month, like this is a monthly thing I do. I literally just do it whenever I feel like, because I'm a free spirit and a free soul navigating through this earth. I am today gonna be... My flip-flop got caught up in the cable. I'm going to be reading your near-death experiences. My favorite part of this podcast. I love hearing how y'all almost died, but I love it in an endearing way. Not like, ugh, wish you did die. No, it's like, I'm glad you're still here. Okay. Before we get into it, let's have our random thought of the day. I don't know if y'all saw the Met Gala. This was a while ago. By the way, I'm in Paris. I mean, not right now. In the future, in 2 weeks, I will be in Paris, which is really random, and I don't know if I can say why right now. Maybe you'll know when you're listening to this, but I don't know. Go check my Instagram story. That's where I overshare my entire life. I was watching the Met Gala, and one of my favorite artists, Grimes, she had this outfit that included a sword. And I was like, whoa, that's kind of crazy. Like, I love swords. I love a good sword. But her sword was literally made of melted down, like, assault rifles. That is crazy. I don't know if there was more to that thought. I think I just wanted to show how crazy that was. Oh, I feel like swords should be, like, allowed. This is probably... Imagine I run for president one day, and whoever I'm facing up against, like, I'm, like... It's, like, me versus Addison Rae, and she's, like, running for, like, president. And they, like, play a clip. They're, like, in 2021, in his garage, Ben of the Week said... Everyone should be able to own a sword, and then I get, like, canceled or something, and I lose the election. No, but I feel like swords are, like, such, a, like, a noble thing, and it's, like, at what point in history did they stop allowing it? Like, was it, like, when in history was it, like, awkward to have a sword? Because I feel like they had swords for, like, most of history. Like, most of history, you could just walk around, be like, huzzah! Like, you're in, like, 18th century McDonald's, and you're like, where is my McChicken? Or something. Like, at what point, like, was it the 90s when they stopped allowing swords? 80s? I don't know. There has to have been a time. No, because now that I'm thinking about it, that is really weird. And, like, who was to say, who was the last person to have a sword out when they were like, okay, I feel like definitely the 1600s, they had swords, because there's, like, pirates and stuff, all that. Oh, you know what? Actually, wait, no, listen, I'm kind of a genius. Listen to this. Everyone had swords, but then guns came around, so then they had guns, and then guns got banned in most places, and then no one had anything. Yo, I'm kind of smart. Yo, wait. No, because who else could come up with that thought process? Because that's literally probably how it happened. Did it? No, but... Anyways, that's my random thought of the week. If you're a sword expert, let me know what's up. Also, random other thought that I was just about to read the first story, but then I saw this person's username was @SunSynthWave, and it made me think of this music festival in the city that I'm from called Soundwave. This is not sponsored or anything, but I randomly logged onto Facebook for the first time in like weeks today. What am I saying? I'm literally not speaking English today. Like literally first time in like a year, like onto my personal Facebook that I never use. And I saw like this friend posted this like poster for this music festival in a water park that's happening in my city, literally featuring Migos and Sheck West, like the guy who sings Mo Bamba. And I was like, what? And I saw it was happening in 3 days. And I was like, no way in hell this is still happening. Because the city that I'm from literally is at like the worst COVID wave it's ever had. Like there is no way y'all are gathering in a water park to see Sheck West and Migos perform. And also it made me think, so I've seen Migos, I've had tickets to 3 separate Migos concerts in my city, and 2 of the times they canceled, the very last time only 2 of them showed up, 2 of the 3 Migos. So like there's no way. And then what happened literally like the next thing I saw, event canceled. So anyways, this person's username made me think of that because it was @SunSynthWave. But let's get into the first story. By the way, if you want me to read your near-death experiences, please use the hashtag #IAlmostDiedPodcast. Tweet me your near-death experiences. It's always a fun time on the I Almost Died Podcast. Okay. Should have brought my water down. At Ben of the Week, #IAlmostDiedPodcast. Hi, Ben. Here's my near-death experience. So when I was like 7, my little brother, about 5 at the time, was really mad at me. I don't know why. So he took a pencil, overly sharpened it, and stabbed me in the back with it. Literally. I'm alive, though. And that's the end of the story. So listen, I've never had a sibling. I get siblings can get heated with one another, but if I ever was stabbed, the way in which I would make that sibling never forget it, the way in which they would be forever indebted to me and they would be doing all my chores and everything, like I really hope you milked that. I hope you milked the poop out of that circumstance. I would have been like, mommy, his Xbox is going in the garbage. No, his Xbox is going on Facebook Marketplace, and it's literally getting sold, and I'm taking the money, and I'm going to be living a happy life. Anyways.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Next story. This is from @SydneyDrowning. At Ben of the Week, #IAlmostDiedPodcast. So about a month ago, I was having horrible stomach pains. I went swimming with them though, and it was about 3 a.m. and they started getting worse. Yeah. What are you doing? So I went to the hospital at like 6 a.m. And when we got there, my mom wasn't with me, but my dad was. And my mom was getting mad at the nurses because it really hurt. So later on, we rushed to the hospital in another town to go get an ultrasound. So my mom came with me and we got back. We thought it was a bladder infection and we got the results back. And apparently I had... Why is there no... There's no other part to it. No. No. Oh, a cyst. Me when I can't read. And my mom was getting mad in the nurses because it really hurt. So later on, we rushed to the hospital in another town to get an ultrasound. So my mom came with me and we got back. We just thought it was a bladder infection and we got the results back. And apparently I had to sit. Whoa. Are you kidding? At some point in reading the paragraph about the cyst, my mind restarted and I started reading the paragraph before, but I don't know if I'm so tired because it's 2 a.m. that it wasn't registering in my brain, so I just kept reading it. No, because that literally happens to me with reading books. Like, I'll just like read... I'll read the same page over and over again, not realizing that I've read it until like the fifth time reading it. And I'm like, wait. Sydney, I'm sorry. No shade to your story. Let's get back to it. So I was scared because we rushed into emergency surgery and I had the surgery about a couple hours later. So also the cyst was the size of a football. If I had a football-sized cyst, I'd want to see it. There's no way that they would take a football-sized cyst out of my body and not let me see it. I'd be like, no. Like, y'all better put that in a Tupperware container. Like, I want to have a word with it after. First of all, I would be so mad at the cyst for like existing. I would like, I need to see you face to face. Like, I need to have a word with you and I need to see how ugly and stupid you look, wench. And then I'd like want to like do, I don't know, I'd probably like make a TikTok because that's just how my brain is wired. Like, anything traumatic happens to me, I'm like, okay, TikTok time. But like, I would like want to microwave it or something. Like, that would be so fun. That'd be such a waste if they just threw it in the garbage. I'd be like, no, give me the cyst, we're gonna have a word. Anyways, also, what is a cyst? Like, I actually don't know what that is. So, anywho. Okay, this one is from at BLQSHing. Is that blushing? Blashing? I don't know. One morning I stood up because I had to use the bathroom, and when I did, everything was fine. After a few minutes, my eyes started to go black, so I closed them, and when I opened them, it was still black, so I freaked out thinking I went blind and sat on the floor. Hashtag I'm a side podcast. My ears started to ring and get muffled, but I could sort of see it was like static, so I stood up, but after a few seconds, I felt dizzy, so I leaned on a nearby door. Excuse my hiccup. And when I thought everything was fine, I tried to take a step, but then I fell. Then I went into the hospital because I had like a cut under my eyebrow. They stitched it and everything was fine, and I just had a minor concussion. But why did your vision go black? I feel like you should probably get that checked out. I'm not a doctor or anything, but that would be my recommendation. But hey, concussion twins, rack 'em up, baby. I think I've had four in my life, so not much brain activity going on up here, but I feel you, soul sister, or soul brother, or soul daster. Okay. This one is from at Violet 14897175. Okay, hashtag I'm a side podcast. So this is from this summer. I was at this beach a few hours from where I live, and I was in the water with two of my friends. Now, this beach has insane waves, like they're crazy, especially for the East Coast. So we were pretty far out, but I could still touch with my shoulders out of the water. We were jumping waves, and I had a boogie board, and I was getting ready to ride a huge wave. but I was too slow to go, so I was literally engulfed by the wave and I was sucked underwater. The boogie board ripped. The boogie board ripped off my ankle and my bikini top. Oh my God. I get it. Like the board like ripped, like fell off your ankle. I thought you meant it like fully like ripped your ankle clean off. I was like, And my bikini top came down, so that was really fun. And by the time I got up, another huge wave was coming at me. I was right in the part between where you can jump the wave and where it breaks. So I kept getting pulled under and almost drowning every time. This happened about 5 more times that day. And also, I'm a lifeguard, so it'd be really funny if I simply drown. LOL. Anyways, I spent way too long washing sand out of my hair and ears that evening. Thanks for reading, if you are, Ben, and I love you and your podcast. First of all, thank you, Violet. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate your story. Thank you for sending it in. She's just like me for real. The way we're both lifeguards and have nearly drowned. I love that for us. I'm really proud of us for... Okay, but for real, like, I wish, like, you could do an experiment on every lifeguard in existence and see if they could actually save someone. Because I guarantee you probably 75% of lifeguards actually couldn't save you. If you were drowning, if your body was at the bottom of the pool and you had drowned, I guarantee you, this isn't to stoke up fear, but I guarantee you 75% of lifeguards wouldn't be saving you. And that's just that on that. But anyways, I'm glad you're okay. It looks like we're back in the I Almost Drowned podcast. Because I don't know why so many of y'all nearly drowned, but it's okay. We don't discriminate your deaths. So, anyways, we'll get right back into the stories right after this quick break.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Anywho. This one is from at... Come on. At suckyourgran153. Yes, it is. Hi, Ben. Basically, my story is that me and my friend were sitting down at the park, and this creepy guy comes up to us and just stands there looking at us. We're really scared and started shuffling away, but he gave us this huge smile, and from what I remember, just walked away. Anyway, that was traumatizing. I love you, Ben. Your podcast and videos make me happy. Thank you. At suckyourgran153. I appreciate it. That is scary. I always wonder, like, when people are just... Did I just pull out the cable to my microphone? I better not have. Testing. Why am I saying testing? I literally can't even hear it. Anyways, I feel like I mentioned this in the last episode, how, like, I think everyone's a little bit evil, but I also think a lot of people are just weird. Like, someone could do something super weird, like just walk up to you and smile in your face, but it doesn't mean they're gonna like lock you in their basement or anything. Like, I don't know, some people just like do weird stuff. Like, I dress up as Ed Sheeran and go to a food festival doesn't mean I'm a serial killer. Anyways, this is from at Elise Grande. When I was 3, we went swimming in a lake with my family. The lake was in the middle of a forest. We were swimming in a big storm. Began. We started running. Trees were falling, and a tree almost fell on me. I love your podcast so much. Short and sweet. A tree almost fell on you. Well, glad the trees had other plans for you. Funny how the universe works. Okay, moving on. This is from at Michaela Blue. They say, that is so gross. I'm so sorry. I just like inhale mucus, but my nose gets stuffy whenever I talk for more than 10 minutes, and I really don't know why that happens, but anyways. So I was 7, and my family and I went to a beach, and I can't swim. I almost drowned podcast, babies. Still can't, LMAO. So I was just having fun playing in the water like a normal child, And I also made like a friend, and she had this surfboard that like had this string attached with a handle. Is that a boogie board? I think. Too much boogie board confusion for this episode. So we went in the water to play, but I'm a really freaking clumsy bish, and I still am. So as I'm playing in the water, my feet slip on the pebbles at the bottom of the sea, and your girl goes underwater and starts to panic because I can't get back up, and I'm flailing around trying to get back up, and we're pretty far out to sea as well. And then as I'm splashing around, I see this black string with a handle attached. It's my new friend's surfboard handle, and so I try to grab onto it. First try, I couldn't, but second, I thankfully did. Otherwise, I would literally not be here. Like 9 years later, tweeting this, LMAO, and I get back up and I'm like, okay, there's just salty water up my nose. And if you've ever had salty water up your nose, you know the feeling. It's literally the worst. But imagine nobody noticed I was drowning. Like this new friend is fully facing away from me and I get back up and go to her and I'm like, girl, I nearly just drowned and your surfboard saved my ass. Like I'm not... like, not even my parents realized I nearly died. So I walked out there like a bad bitch and told nobody until now. So that's my near-death experience. I have more too, but I just want to say, Ben, I love you. Everyone sub and follow him right now or I'll beat your ASSs. Okay, bye-bye. Thank you. Oh, I just realized I said your name wrong. I'm so sorry. Malaika. Malaika, not Michaela. I am so sorry, but you are a bad bitch. No, it's actually really crazy how, like, you could nearly die... and, like, this sounds so mean, but, like, you could nearly die and, like, no one would care because, like, you're still alive. It's so crazy how it's, like on or off, like, with that type of thing. Like, it's either no one cares or, like, it happens and there's, like, a whole funeral. Like, that's crazy. You don't see funerals for, like, nearly dying. It's only, like, if the whole thing happens. That's crazy. Anyways, this is from at Memerma. Memerman. So this is me when I can't read. 818-43190. I was 3 when I first learned to swim on my own. So my fam went to the pool, which was cool. I was playing with my friend who had really long hair, and somehow my foot got stuck in her hair and I was drowning. But eventually my dad saved me because he was awesome. I would be mad if I was the person with the long hair. I'd be like, excuse me, like get your toes out of my hair. Ew, that would actually stress me out. Like, if my friend did that and they started drowning, I'd, like, let them drown for 10 seconds and be like, you done? You done with your little piggies in my hair? Uh-uh. Sorry. This is from... this next one's from at GastXOX. So this one time I got to go with my best friend and her family to this river. We wore our flip-flops in the water since there were stones at the bottom. I'm sensing a similar theme. We were playing around in the water with a really light water current near shore. This is where this all really goes down. I accidentally tripped on one of the rocks and fell into the water and was being pushed away by the strong water current. Ow, hiccup. No. I grabbed onto a giant rock and my flip-flops got pushed off by the water and disappeared into the river. Anyways, my friend was literally near me since the same thing happened to her, but she was able to save herself earlier. So she got a long stick and pointed it towards me, and I grabbed onto it. She somehow managed to pull us over to shore. Bruh. That is scary. That is very scary. I would feel so... that would be such a, like, a nice little friend bond, though, if you literally save each other from drowning. Like, imagine you literally, like, save them from dying with a stick. Like, okay. Next up, this is from at Spider That's Twig. One time when I was about 5, I was in the house playing with toys or something, and my father was asleep. My mother was in the car talking to someone. A little earthquake started happening, and I hit my head. My father was still asleep. A little short story, but no. Oh my God, I meant to say this in the episode yesterday because I was thinking about this. So in places like LA where there's like not constant earthquakes, but like a good earthquake every 5 years or so, how does that not mess up more things? Like I think about all the things that could fall on people, all the candles that could get knocked over and light a house on fire. How does like absolute chaos not break out when an earthquake happens? Like, I'm talking like the earthquakes that like knock stuff over. I feel like with how many houses there are in LA, like what, like a million houses or something? Probably like 5 million houses. How do more of them like literally not burn down? Or like a wire coming out of the wall and then it's like shooting out fire? I don't know. I just feel like maybe more houses would be burning down if we're being realistic here. Anyways, this is from at Shiloh 705-76588. Hi, and here's my near-death story. So when I was around 10 years old at the time, I went into my cousin's birthday party. I got locked in the bathroom and I'm claustrophobic and I couldn't breathe and I almost passed out. I managed to get out. Thanks for reading. Okay. My mom is like really claustrophobic and I never like understood it. Like, I actually used to find a lot of comfort in like being in small enclosed spaces. Like, I would always like hide under, or I would like spend like a good chunk of the day under my bed. Like, I'd bring like my iPad and like just like lay under the bed and it felt really comforting. But I don't know when the switch flipped in my life, but like now I can't do it. I can't do small spaces. It like freaks me out. It's really weird. Okay. Let's see. This is from at bad_lovely_xox. Did I read something from you? No, that was a different person with the username XOX. Crazy. Okay. So I was sick and had a very bad cold and I got so much mucus in my nose. They're just like me for real. Ew. So one night out of nowhere, I woke up because I couldn't breathe and the mucus was the reason I woke up gasping for air. My friend was hitting my back. She was hitting my back so I could breathe again. And when I caught my breath, I drank some water and it was like 2 a.m. or something. This happened 2 times. And now when I get sick and feel like I can't breathe, I get anxiety. Anyways, I love you. You're the best. You make me smile. That is so sweet. But that is also so scary. And like literally, I don't know if I'm getting sick or not. I just got a COVID test and said I was negative, so it's not COVID, but I don't know. I've had a sore throat all week and my nose is plugged, so I don't really know what's going on with me. But I sound like Lil Uzi Vert there. Y'all know that video of him where he's like, anyways, this is from at fairychild. Hi, here's my story. So basically one day, me and my little brother decided to be really dumb for some reason. So what happened was, we were unpacking my suitcase and wanted to see if we could both fit into the sleeping bag. So basically we got in and zipped ourselves in. After that, we were like, okay, cool, let's get out. But the zipper got stuck and the air was hot and everything. To make it worse, my dog started jumping at us and barking and we fell on the floor. We couldn't breathe very well. Then I eventually got us out finally. Love your channel. It's always something I can rely on for a good laugh. You rock, Ben. Aw, thank you so much, Izzy. That's so sweet. I love you so much. That's kind of similar to the whole small spaces that we were just talking about. I think I would hate that. I think, like, being stuck in a small space by myself would freak me out, but if I was stuck in a small space with another person, like having my body up against them, that makes me want to throw up. Anyways, back to the stories. Oh, this had a muted word in it on Twitter. Don't ask me why, but I have the word Canada muted on Twitter. So any tweet that has the word Canada in it will literally get blacklisted and I won't see it. But just turn it off so I can read this. Here's my near-death experience. So I was 11 at the time. My dad brought my siblings to a birthday that I didn't want to go to, so I stayed home. My mom also thought it would be a good idea to leave me at home alone, so she went to go get groceries. So there I was, an 11-year-old home alone. I was watching my daily dose of SpongeBob on a Canadian channel, and then I heard a gunshot. I thought it was fireworks until I looked at the window to watch the fireworks and saw blood on a broken window. I saw blood on a broken window and multiple people covered in blood. I was traumatized. Bruh. I turned off the TV, closed the lights, and started crying. After crying for 2 minutes, I called my mom and explained everything that happened while crying. I didn't know what to do, how to react, nor how to explain what I saw. My mom came home and made me go to bed. The next morning, my dad was watching the news and our apartment was literally on there. 7 people were killed. And that's why I know I hate fireworks. It reminds me of that story. Anyways, thank you for always putting a smile on my face, making me laugh, and making my days. I love your podcast. I love you. Okay, Sophia, that's so sweet. Thank you. Love you. Oh my God. That's actually insane. I'm glad you're safe. Like, that's really scary. And I'm really, really sorry you had to witness that. That's, like, not something that anyone should ever witness. Oh my God. I'm glad you're okay. Okay. We have time for one more. Let's see. Okay. Okay, so around 2017, I went to my friend's house and all four of us were watching a movie, and out of nowhere, one of them lifts their arm and hits my nose. It made my nose bleed for a good 10-15 minutes, and I end up passing out because I'm a weak human being. A couple minutes pass by, I feel much better, and we decide to go swim. And when I tell you my day couldn't get any worse, it freaking did. I was swimming in the deep side, which is like 9 or 10 feet, and one of my friends went underwater and pulled my leg, and I drowned for a good 20 seconds, and they didn't even do anything to save me. I literally saved myself by knowing how to float without panicking. I then called my mom to pick me up because I couldn't take it anymore, and I told her what happened. She then proceeded me to sign up for swimming classes for 4 months, and now I can properly swim. Anyways, thanks Ben for reading this. If you do, love you so much, and take care. Love you, Hannah! If my friends literally drowned me and my mom's first reaction was to sign me up for swimming lessons, I would be beefing. I'd have some beef with my mom, but that does not sound like a fun day. It really is crazy how many of these stories like near drowning. Like maybe I could theoretically teach swimming lessons. Should I go teach swimming lessons for fun since y'all like need to learn how to swim? I'll do it. I'll literally do it. I'll sign up. But anyways, thank you for watching another episode. If you enjoyed this, please leave a like and subscribe on the YouTube channel. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please rate 5 stars. It truly helps a ton. And you can also tweet me your near-death experiences using hashtag #IAlmostDiedPodcast, and I'll read it in the next episode. I love you all so much. I will see you next Wednesday. Take care. Stay safe. Better the week. It's chill.